Social Security and Medicare form the backbone of retirement security for millions of Americans, yet these systems remain deeply misunderstood. These programs aren't merely government handouts, they're earned benefits funded through years of payroll contributions. Think of them as forced savings accounts that provide crucial support when you need it most. In today's political climate, where these programs face constant scrutiny and potential reform, understanding your benefits has never been more crucial. Whether you're planning for retirement, facing disability, or simply trying to maximize your future security, knowing how to navigate these systems can mean the difference between financial stability and struggle. What if you could add hundreds of dollars to your monthly income simply by making smarter claiming decisions? Let's demystify these vital programs and put you in control of your financial future. Social Security, born during the Great Depression, now supports retirees, disabled workers, and families of deceased breadwinners. The system calculates benefits based on your average lifetime earnings subject to Social Security taxes, not on financial need. Qualifying requires accumulating enough work credits. Most workers, about 95%, earn up to 4 annually, with retirement benefits typically requiring 40 credits, 10 years of work. Your benefit amount comes from your inflation-adjusted lifetime average earnings in covered employment, creating your primary insurance amount. Only income subject to Social Security taxes counts, not investment income. Despite concerns about the system's future, it could be stabilized through adjustments like removing the earnings cap, currently around $160,000, reducing benefits for high-income recipients, or slightly raising the full retirement age, any of which would significantly improve long-term stability. When should you claim Social Security retirement benefits? This question has significant financial implications. While you can claim as early as age 62, doing so permanently reduces your monthly payment, sometimes by as much as 30% compared to waiting until full retirement age, 66 to 67, depending on birth year. Despite this reduction, about 60% of eligible people claim early, often leaving substantial money on the table. The math creates a break-even age, typically in your early 80s. If you live beyond this point, you'd collect more by waiting. Delaying benefits past full retirement age increases your monthly payments by 8% per year until age 70, a guaranteed return unmatched in investment markets. Your optimal claiming strategy depends on several factors: financial need, work plans, life expectancy, and eligibility for multiple benefit types. If health conditions suggest a shorter lifespan, claiming early makes sense. However, if you're in good health with family longevity, patience pays off. Many people continue working after claiming benefits. Until you reach full retirement age, Social Security reduces your benefits if you earn above certain thresholds, currently around $21,240 annually, with benefits reduced by $1 for every $2 earned above this amount. After reaching full retirement age, you can earn unlimited amounts without penalty. Social Security supports over 8 million disabled workers and their families. To qualify for disability benefits, you must have a condition preventing substantial gainful work, earning $1,470 plus monthly, expected to last at least a year or result in death. The condition must be medically verifiable, with sufficient work credits based on your age when disabled. Dependents benefits cover spouses 62 or older, younger spouses caring for children under 16, unmarried children under 18, 19 if in high school, and children disabled before age 22. Divorced spouses qualify after 10-year marriages if both are 62 plus and divorced for at least 2 years. Dependents typically receive 50% of the worker's benefit. Survivors' benefits support families after a worker's death, including surviving spouses, qualified divorced spouses from 10-plus year marriages, younger spouses caring for the worker's children, and unmarried children under specific conditions. A surviving spouse at full retirement age receives 100% of the worker's benefit. Many people qualify for multiple benefit types. their own retirement benefits, plus dependents or survivors' benefits from a spouse's work record. This creates opportunities to maximize lifetime payments through strategic claiming. You can claim reduced survivors' benefits as early as age 60 without affecting your own retirement benefits, allowing your benefits to grow while collecting survivors' benefits. Married couples can use tactics like the restricted application strategy, where one spouse files only for spousal benefits at full retirement age while their own benefit grows until 70. Another approach is claim and suspend, where the higher-earning spouse claims benefits at full retirement age, enabling their partner to collect dependents' benefits, then immediately suspends their own benefits to continue growing. These decisions are permanent. You generally can't change your mind after 12 months from initial filing. Understanding all options before claiming is crucial to determine whether smaller checks for a longer period or larger checks for a shorter time better suit your health, financial needs, and family situation. Medicare provides health insurance for over 65 million Americans, primarily those 65 and older. It covers most hospitalization costs and many medical services, but only pays a portion of covered services and excludes certain types of care. Understanding its structure is crucial for managing retirement health care costs. Medicare consists of Part A, hospital insurance for inpatient and follow-up care, Part B, medical insurance for doctors and outpatient services, and Part D for prescription drugs. Part C refers to Medicare Advantage plans offered by private insurers as alternatives to traditional Medicare. Most people receive premium-free Part A based on work history. Part B requires monthly premiums, about $170 in 2023, and typically covers 80% of approved charges, which often fall below actual provider bills, creating coverage gaps. Part D prescription coverage includes monthly premiums, a yearly deductible, co-payments, and the donut hole, a coverage gap with higher costs until reaching catastrophic coverage. Plans vary in medications covered, making comparison shopping important. To address Medicare's coverage gaps, consider either a Medigap policy that works alongside traditional Medicare, covering deductibles and coinsurance, or a Medicare Advantage plan that replaces traditional Medicare with comprehensive coverage, often including benefits like dental and vision care. When applying for benefits, stay organized and persistent. Keep document copies, record representatives' names, and follow up regularly. If denied, remember most Social Security decisions can be appealed, and many appeals succeed. For Medicare, timing is crucial. Apply 3 months before turning 65 to ensure immediate coverage. Missing the initial enrollment period can result in permanent penalties and coverage gaps. Every state offers free assistance through State Health Insurance Assistance Programs, SHIPs, for unbiased Medicare guidance. Social Security provides free benefit calculators on their website to estimate future benefits under different scenarios. These systems exist to serve you. They're benefits you've earned through years of contributions. Understanding these programs helps you make informed decisions that maximize benefits and secure your financial future. The difference between optimal and suboptimal claiming strategies can amount to tens of thousands of dollars over your lifetime.